the objectives of the World Heritage Convention. How do you understand those key objectives and how do you think they've been met?
I don't think there are simple answers to this question because there are several aspects. I think the underlying aspect of this is to kind of get together around certain values. Quite revolutionary idea, by the way. We know that the idea of protecting heritage, which emerged late, I would say, maybe 18th and 19th century, which started to believe that this is something important, that there was a search of what should be this underlying value that should define what belongs or what does not belong to World Heritage. And I think this is where outstanding universal value comes into the picture and could be this unifying, I would say, idea around the World Heritage. What is important is, on one side, to have the collective memory of humanity. You may say that it is about preserving what preceding generations have created in terms of aesthetics and beauty, in terms of architecture. But also, I would say that it is about diversity, because the World Heritage List is probably the best, I would say, means of dialogue among civilizations, because you have everything there, all religions and faiths and different cultures represented. On the other side, it is also about memory, about some kind of a collective memory. All this, at the end of the day, is about the identity of communities, of people. But what is interesting here, and I think this is what makes World Heritage so important, that it is a collective memory in its diversity. It is not just one memory of one type of thinking, mentality, civilization, but it really is about everybody, all the humankind, so to say, in its diversity. And I think this is what makes it so great.
Do you think that it's been successful in identifying a good broad range and also protecting it?
I think it has been extremely successful. I think if we can speak about a success story in the world after the war, for the United Nations, because UNESCO is about United Nations, we should not forget that we're speaking about intergovernmental multilateralism. It's a huge success. We're not speaking about a foundation, an NGO, a university. We're speaking about a political process. And against this background, within this framework, I think it's a huge success. I don't know of any other convention that is universally ratified, in fact, nowadays in the world. I don't think there is any other legally binding document which is so appealing to countries. But also it is a success because it has created an emotional kind of a feeling. It's an emotional bond. And also because it has, in some cases, in some parts, in regions, in communities, where it was not, so to say, valued, not noticed, it created this notion, this spirit of respect, of value. Now, when it comes to whether it's sufficiently, the second part of your question, sufficiently represented, I think, of course, it started like a Western way, the Western approach, the Western thinking, but it evolved. And we know that the heritage, the operational directives, the criteria, and all this has been a work in evolution, and still is, still in this moment it is. And this is the beauty also of it, because we go deeper, we go wider, we link it nowadays more and more with the intangible, link it to diversity, link it to intercultural dialogue, living together. And I would say that from that point of view, we are much more sophisticated and much more representative. Of course, this work should continue. It does not stop. But here, when you say whether it's a success or not, I think the fact that the Security Council last year, on the 23rd of March, adopted the first ever such resolution dedicated only to the protection of heritage, the role of culture, fighting, looting, trafficking, linking it to extremism, violence, intolerance, xenophobia. I think this is a huge recognition of heritage, for peace and security, even for development, for the most important, I would say, nowadays issues which are on the political agenda of this world. And I think it's a huge success. It's a huge success of UNESCO.